This meeting is being recorded.
Hey everyone, it's Sonia here today. Welcome, welcome. We are at episode... No, that can't be right. 143. Can you believe it? 143 episodes. We've got another heart to heart today. We have Kimberly with us and we are going to go down a rabbit hole today. A rabbit hole that... I don't normally talk about. I did introduce this on the last episode that it was going to be coming up. And I've been talking about this recently on my social media lives. And if you haven't been watching those, go ahead to my link tree and you can click into any of my lives. But the thing is, today's episode, and I want you to go with me on this. Ready? Let's get spiritual. Spiritual. I'm going to get spiritual. Woo! A little fun. That's all we're talking about here is no, we're not talking about any religion. We're not talking about anything specific. We are talking about believing in something higher than yourself and what that looks like and what that feels like and what happens when you do that and you're comfortable doing that. So with no further ado, oh, there is a further ado. Just a second. I want to say for any new listeners, and I'm prefacing this because I know this is going out to Kimberly's audience and I know this is going out to my new audience. And people that have been here before or people that are stumbling across this. And I want to share with you that if you're listening to this on audio, any heart to heart means there is a YouTube where you can see beautiful faces and have beautiful personalities and feel like you are literally just having a conversation with a friend. So go ahead and hit that link. It should be in the show notes for the audio. And if you stumbled across this on YouTube or fell down a rabbit hole of sorts. There is also an audio version, which can be found on any of your favorite listening platforms. Episode 148. I still can't believe this. Where does the time go? All right, Kimberly, introduce yourself. Let's get this ball going.
Well, thank you for the fabulous introduction. And I love that we are going to get spiritual. I love it. I wish that we were doing yoga or something kind of fun. It's kind of that kind of a day. It's a Friday. And I'm thinking that people probably need that reminder to just go ahead and get in touch with their higher power. For me, that's God. For someone else, it's probably something a little bit different. And that's okay. And so my name is Kimberly Santiago. You can find me on social media on my personal page, Kimberly Santiago, or you can find me on my business page, which is Breathe Like Kim. I am a radio personality slash podcaster. I'm stepping into the podcast world, everyone. And anybody wants any more information on that, please reach out to me. I have some great connections. And I'm an actress and I'll be doing a premiere that'll be coming out in June. So that's super exciting. I'll look a little different. I'll be in my 70s and my name will be Mavis. And let's see what else I got going on here. You can see me at some different speaking engagements and anybody that's interested in going places or seeing some new things and get in touch with some other ladies that are crazy like us, me and Sonia, then reach out to me and I'll be sure to invite you and keep you connected with other fun people. So thank you, Sonia, for having me on. And I can't wait to go down this. I don't know if I want to call it a rabbit hole, because well, I always say rabbit hole to nowhere. And that's not where we're going today. We're going somewhere.
But we don't know where we're going. That's
we don't know where we're going, but we're going.
You know what? You got the junk food. You got the music. You have the
earbuds.
You got the McDonald's French fries.
Oh wow! Oh,
they're not as good as
a Runza. Have you ever heard of a Runza? It's a Midwestern thing. A Runza. If you ever travel through the Midwest, okay, hear me say, stop at a Runza near you. Their fries are amazing, and a homemade Runza. Google it; they'll give you a recipe. But it's not the same as going to a Runza restaurant. They have the best fries.
Well, we're gonna have to try this because a year ago I took my youngest daughter and we traveled from Michigan through North Dakota state park.
Yes.
In a truck in the fall.
Yes.
And we had,
yes.
Or sorry, in the spring, we got caught in a snowstorm in North Dakota. We were driving to Edmonton and it was just so much fun. And her experience was slightly different than mine, but we did hit some.
That's a whole nother episode. Might take six.
Whoops. Anyways, you know, for the listeners here, this is real. This is exactly what you're going to get. So you know, this isn't a religious show today. This is a, and this kind of jumps off the last show I talked about. This is feeling your soul nudge in the right direction, where you're not afraid to take action. You're not afraid to talk about it. You're not afraid to include it in part of your life. Now, some different types of religions, you're raised like that, and that's completely different. But for people that are discovering their own past, maybe it was something that was part of their future or their past. They didn't know where it fit in, and it wasn't really for them. It was kind of forced upon them. Whatever the story may be, it wasn't their choice, and they didn't feel empowered.
Right.
But now we're hearing this, and we're seeing changes, and we're feeling a difference. And it's not just for people that are empaths or that believe in more, but share with me in your experience the men and women that you've guided or that you've noticed on your path and what they're like on their journey, the majority of them, what you've noticed. And I know it's different, but we're talking about how it's elevated their lives in their own way.
So for me, my path is maybe different than a lot of people. I have a trauma path. Okay. And so as a young child, I was at church every Sunday and Wednesday, whether I was dead or alive. Okay. So the people that I met there had their own stuff going on, and it was their version and their stories being not necessarily word for word out of a Bible. Okay. And then as I grew up, I made some decisions on my own because I went to VBS in the summer and it looked different. So the women and men that I met there had a different take. They were more happy clappy about things. They wanted to share the joy and the hope and the excitement instead of this rule, this prayer, this is how it's going to be. This is how you say it. This is how it's going to be done. And then as an adult, I needed to make a decision for me personally, what it looked like for me. And for me, anybody that knows me, I'm more of a happy clappy girl. I'm take the lemonade and let's make a lemonade stand. Do you know what I mean? And so that's just my personality. For me, I am where I am because of who I believe in and whose I am. And that may not be for everybody. They maybe had quote unquote church hurt. Okay. But the thing that people forget is there's people inside those walls. Okay. So to me, the church is me, the church is whoever believes. Okay. The church is inside of us. So technically it wasn't the church that hurt us. It could have been a whole panel of people inside that church, or it could have been one person inside that church. I have met people that have been all over the place. I've had people that have gotten severely hurt by people inside churches. My hurt came from family that went to church every Sunday and Wednesday, whether we were dead or alive. Okay. So all, I don't know if anybody else is out there, but you know, it's the kumbaya and we cuss and scream and yell all the way to church. Then we unload. We have on our Sunday best. Everybody smiles. Everybody waves. Put on that fake church smile. Everybody knows the mom's talking underneath her lips and whatever. And we move in. We sit down and we sing, "I surrender all," and "It is well in my soul." And then we get back in the car, and the same stuff happens all the way until Wednesday night. And then all the stuff keeps happening until Sunday morning. So we can have a lot of confusion as children and adults, if that's what we saw, what we experienced. We see people tearing up the town all week long, and on Sunday, there they are. You know, so it can be very, very confusing. Very, very confusing.
And I love how you called that church hurt. I'm getting an echo. I don't know why. Okay, well, pay attention to it.
Okay.
Because a similar experience that I've witnessed, and is very parallel to what you're saying right now, Kim, is the way people act when they're in four walls is completely different than they act in real life.
Is it? And, is it really different?
But they, like, they are acting on a IE service versus who they are.
Being, they're doing versus being.
Yes. Yes. And so you're right. Are they? And for me, it's not, you don't need four walls to believe in what you believe in. And this is the point, you know, this is where we're differentiating right now. Church, church hurt, your experiences, whatever that might look like, versus tapping in what works for you and give yourself that permission. What does that look like to you? giving yourself the permission to tap in to whatever you believe in.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's different. You know, you'll see on my videos, you'll see on my website, I say, hey, God's girls, because I believe you were created by him. And so that looks different for everyone. And I'm not going to puke on people because I go into jails and I go into prisons, and I don't care who you are. You need a hope. You need something to believe in. I think there's a song, something to believe. I'm not going to ruin it. It's in the 80s.
There is.
But, you know, but we're all on a journey, and that's the name of a band. Do you know what I mean? And we're all on one. And I just feel like we need to have a safe spot to talk about real things, real situations, and just cut through the BS. That's the the bad stuff. Do you know what I mean? Just for clarity. And just be real. Like when I visited with you the other day, it was the most amazing experience to just be able to come on and touch base with another human being that was real, extremely real. You're exactly what you are. Do you know what I mean? And we just had an organic conversation, wasn't forced, just like now, where we could just talk about random anything. And there needs to be more of this. So here we are. Reach out to us, please and thank you. Do you know what I mean? We can talk about stuff.
And I can't express that enough. You know, we are, either one of us are literally a hand away, like an arm away. Yeah. If you're typing on the computer, like,
yeah,
we are opening up not just ourselves and our vulnerability by our posts and our shares and our beliefs, but we've got gifts to this world that we are so connected to that higher message, no matter what it looks like, that Kim didn't hesitate to do a video chat with me and never met me before. And I didn't scare her away because I was authentic. And when you tune into your higher self, when you settle down enough not to hear the noise, you're getting the direction, you're getting the guidance. And for some people, that's not a structured way. But for other people, they need that sense of community. They need the going to church and the practicing with the community and then volunteering with that community and then growing them with that community. And it just creates such an impactful domino effect that if that is who you are, make sure that it's for the right reasons. And that's the only thing I want to say. Don't do that out of obligation. Do it out of love. Because there is
for yourself.
For yourself
and from your creator. Yeah. No, this isn't a, because we're grown now. Okay. We don't have to do the woulda, coulda, shoulda anymore. What? Yeah. Well, we're kind of grown.
I don't want to be grown up yet.
Adult-ish. We're adult-ish, healthy-ish.
When does adulting start formally?
Supposedly at 18, but you know, take or give a few years. 40? Take or give a few years. For me, I think it started at 4, but you know, hey, you know, everybody's is different. Right. And that's the thing that I think that we were all given gifts, like you said. And a lot of times when we meet people, no matter whether it be corporate work or wherever, they come at us and this is how they come. They come like this, like, I have a gift and I don't need to share it, but I want you to share yours. Do you know what I mean? And that was the point of difference for you. When you came and we visited with each other, this is how we both were. Here's some of my gifts. Here's some of my resources. And your resources are amazing, by the way. Anybody that don't know about her resources, reach out, look at her link tree. They're amazing. She has planner and journals and da 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 and all the things that I want to have that I don't have yet. It's beautiful. But she came like this with her resources. And that's a point of difference. And I think that's what we're missing is people are coming, they need to come open-handed. Now, I understand that a lot of times we come open-handed and our hands have been slapped or our hands have been judged or our hands have been whatever, tarnished. But you guys, the only way this is ever going to change is if we retry and we try again and we try again and we try again. And that's the part that I feel is missing.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because I'm just going to piggyback with what you said right now. Not everybody comes to one another with open hands, right? Open to receiving information, a conversation, a dialogue, open enough to be vulnerable and authentic. Most people aren't in that state, because yes, we've been hurt. Mm-hmm. Strangers, lovers, mm-hmm. employers, parents. Mm-hmm. We don't walk around with that openness at all. Mm-mm. For the majority of us. So that means most of us are in a shell.
Mm-hmm. Or a mask.
Whatever it looks like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in mm-hmm. order to, let's just pretend we're like, because we're of the age, even though we don't want to admit it, let's just pretend that we are, what are those turtles called when we were kids?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Okay. So we're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? And we're in our shell.
Yeah. Right?
And we're all tucked in into our little turtle shells, and we're going to put something out, a little finger first and a little arm, and then maybe another arm to check that. And then we're going to poke our head out. But how amazing would it be to have somebody's hands there ready to guide you to that next step, because they've paved the way for you. Sorry, my husband's home. I'm closing the door. Give me a second.
That's okay. Even if it was a couple of steps, that's the whole thing. Like, we don't have to have it all figured out. Like, it's okay to talk to somebody that's 26 steps ahead of you. And it's okay to talk to somebody that's one step ahead of you or half a step ahead of you. And that's the part that people miss too. Like, they're afraid to ask. There's so much power in asking.
There is. Sorry, I was just looking for another book. Isn't this cute?
I love it.
Is it a jumpsuit? It's a one-piece
jumpsuit. Isn't it cute? Where'd you get it?
Maurice's in Canada.
We need to have links to this stuff.
Oh, it's really long. I'm actually thinking and it feels like summer. And because it's cold and snowy here, like it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's kind of chilly here with snow, and we're expecting a storm.
We're at 78 and expecting a storm, so there we have it. Yeah,
so that's why I'm dressed like summer, and I even put spray in my hair, and I talked about this in my live this week. But you'll notice for those that have been following me along, I don't have a certain dress code. I don't have,
which is wonderful.
I go with what my intuition wants, whether it's curls and pearls or sweats.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought up something that I want to expand on, and
please and thank you.
I am a big geek, and I know you don't know this about me yet. Last year, I read and completed 31 books.
Yay, that isn't geek, that's smart.
Okay, and they're all personal development. So that's kind of like
a
little geeky, right?
Development's my thing.
Okay, so I mean, maybe two or three were floating on the pool, doing some reading. I have an office, a floating office in the summer. I'm a completely
literally.
Virtually, I sit on a floaty.
We're going to have videos of it coming soon.
Okay, so there's this book I have read in the past, and it's called Girl Code. I'm holding it up here. The artist or the author, Tara Alwill Leyba. Her last name is spelled L-E-Y-B-A. And this book here is all about unlocking the secrets to success, sanity, and happiness for the female entrepreneurs. And it talks about collaboration. And the whole premise behind this book is doing what we just talked about, reaching our hands to one another and uplifting each other, whatever that looks like. So earlier today, I did a live on YouTube, and on my live, I talked about my time called reflections. And during this period of time is where I will pull my oracle cards in a dedicated notebook, and I will write out everything that that card means to me. Okay, so I will write out bits and pieces to the message, and then I will reflect on it. Part of that process never used to include my angel book. So there's different ways of being spiritual into tapping in. You can use oracle cards. You can use tarot cards. You can use a Bible and flip it open. You can use whatever religious book that you have that fits your religion. And all I do, this is my angel book. It just says daily guidance from your angels. And I include this book because I had a girlfriend say to me years ago, why am I only pulling for this book when there's a problem? So when it comes to this book, I obviously can't shuffle it. I close my eyes, I say a mantra, I spin the pages until I stop.
Okay, well, what does it say on the one that you just did?
Pray and meditate. Oof. On the one I just did, but the one I did this morning said, send love to your muscles. How did this book know that I decided earlier this week to sign up for a 5K race and a 10K race that I trained all week. I was on the spin bike twice. I went for two walks, two Pilates, one yoga, and I decided this morning not to work out. And I did a 5.5K run last night. And I decided this morning not to work out before I opened this book. That's one of my messages today. So, Kimberly, what message are you getting now from that? Because I know you're getting something. I can feel it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because on my little step thingy, I'm short a couple of steps, maybe a couple thousand if we're honest. And so that's motivational to me. I have just taken off about 115 pounds and I have about another 20 to 40 to go. So if you guys pull up my stuff, you'll see me a little fluffier, a little bit more voluptuous than I am right now. Been all over through the years, all over sizes, all over things. And it had to do with health. Sometimes we're wearing our turtle shells to protect ourselves from things that we want to admit and some things that we don't want to admit. So with you doing the 5K thing, one of the apps that I've used is 5-2K or 2K5. Yeah, 5-2K and 10K5. What is it? 2, what is it? 10K five, something?
5-2K and then it was, yeah. I think 10-2K. 10-2K.
Yeah. And so that's, yeah. it's couch to pull it up. Cause I always screw it up. It's couch to 5K is what it is. And that app is wonderful. And I'm going to tell any woman or man that's listening to us, if you're not in shape yet, okay, don't beat yourself up. The fact that you're moving, even if it's from the couch to the refrigerator and the refrigerator to the couch, you're moving, you know, walk around your island, do whatever you need to do. Maybe it's just climbing up and down your steps. Maybe you can't make all 15. Maybe you're only doing 5, but you're moving. And that's the kicker. Sleep, water, and movement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Those are some helpful hints.
Those are some great helpful hints. And how does the message of my card connect with you regarding my movement?
That
and
the fact message that- from your card, it intrigues me, actually. It totally intrigues me because I've had people do Reiki on me before and they did an angel card. And so it's just intriguing to me.
Do you want me to pull a deck with you here and see what it says?
To see that it's intriguing to me because... to actually listen, because some people call that the Holy Spirit. Some people call that their angel. Some people call that their whatever, you know? And so it's intriguing to me to look at different options and for people to whatever you're tapping into and what you hear, you know, from that. And so for me, it's like just listening, like to... I started off my morning with exercise. So to me, it was a reminder to get myself moving.
Okay. So me saying that message to you right here, right now, sharing my story, the biggest impact it had on you was to motivate you.
To move. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
How cool, honestly,
it's beautiful.
If we didn't have this conversation right here, right now, you would not have gotten that ding, 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 ding. And that's what you got.
Get my biscuits moving again. Yeah.
Whatever because it looks instead like, you're inspired. Yeah. So that is one of my cards that showed up today. Yeah. I did a little YouTube live breaking down the other four cards that I chose today.
I can't wait to watch it.
And you need to see this. I'll make sure it's in the show notes. I sent you the link. It's available on YouTube even beforehand. So you can go ahead and share it. I did it today, which the day we're recording this is actually March 3rd and it is 2023. So I have a question before we go too far, because I'm kind of curious. How open are you to me pulling a card with you right here, right now on the show?
Go for it. Just do
it. Go for it. Okay. So astrology, chakras, divinity, self-care, tarot.
I'm going between chakras and divinity, and I'll tell you way do divinity. Okay. Or do chakra, either way.
No, I'm going to do both. We're going to do this one and we're going to do this one. These are the two that jumped out.
I want to tell you about the chakra book. It is so amazing. Okay, go on.
Yes, because I do so much chakra work. Okay, so now that you're bringing this up, so I want to leave this message for everybody that's listening to this. You know, we're talking about spirituality. We're talking about something I call reflections. We tapped in on church a little bit. We talked about reaching out and helping each other. We talked about community and, you know, girl code and being there for each other. Mm-hmm. Be creative. It took me 2 or 3 years to mention the spirituality piece, or I had friends mention that I was more spiritual than I was willing to admit.
Why do you think it was?
It's interesting because I think I associated spiritual with religion at the time.
Okay, and why is religion?
It wasn't bad. I think I saw it physically. I had told my ex-mother-in-law once that I found more connection to my source, to my God, when I was outside in nature than I was in a church. And the look on her face, the way she belittled me with her body language and her vibe, because I was taboo. But God, as far as I'm concerned, the universe, I don't care the order. It doesn't even matter to me. Like, that's how much I don't care, because I am so pure with it that He created, like, or the grass and the water and everything out in the nature. Everything. So why do I feel like I need to go in four walls?
Well, that's not where I feel connected. Did God go in four walls?
No.
Did God go in four walls, or did he have an outdoor church?
Yeah. And then so I think that's why I've actually grown into the best version of myself over the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, when I took a leap of faith on myself.
Absolutely.
I am so excited about that story. We can talk about it at a different time, but when I think about the things that have happened, the progress, the life, it starts with believing in yourself. And sometimes we get those hits from other areas. So right now we're going to give Kimberly some hits and see if any of these relate. So the first deck I pulled, the chakra deck.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to shuffle.
Okay.
And if a card drops, it's yours.
Okay.
Okay. And if not, I will have an idea. You'll give me a nudge. Something will happen and I will stop.
Okay.
And I'm just going to set a quick intention here.
Now I know that we got to get you an automatic shuffler.
Nope. This is where the power comes. I'm just going to lift these up a little bit. So we got to drop. Does this mean anything to you?
Balance. Ooh. It could mean some different things for me.
Okay. So I'm going to read the card and I can give you a copy of this afterwards. And I did talk about this earlier as well. So the purple, just so you know, for those people that are not familiar, all of the chakras are based up on colors. Okay. And red, orange, yellow, either green or pink for the heart, blue for the throat, purple for the third eye, and then clear for your crown, clear or purple. But this one right here, this is your sixth chakra, which is your third eye, which is why it's purple surrounding it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's balance. So this book is very cheeky. I really like the way they call people names. So here is the passage here, and I'm going to read it for you. And remember, we're going to tap into the next deck afterwards. So the message might not just be in the one card. The message might be in the big picture.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Balance. Emaciated periwinkle. I must create before the opportunity disappears. The legend here. Periwinkle is a small town theater actor with big time talent. An agent arrives in town and is quite impressed with young Periwinkle. She offers him a contract and he drops everything that once mattered to him to be available for fame. Feeling secure that his big break is coming, he alienates his loved ones. He signs a contract with the agency, but there are no jobs. He is told that he must wait for the right one. He learns that waiting for a dream is not as powerful as living a loving reality. The inspiration behind this card. Oh, I see it. It's got a hit on you. I see something already. The inspiration on this card, running towards something may chase it away. Be wary of being decisive by your desires. Personal inquiry. I take me with me wherever I go. Is there a part of my life that may be out of alignment with who I am? The ideas. Ooh, I see some more. Chasing illusions, health matters, compulsive behavior, dietary imbalance, being results oriented, self-neglect, honoring values. And some of the keywords are assistance, courtesy, and support. So this particular card comes with a meditation, and I'm just going to walk you through it. You can just hear it. You can always come back and do the meditation again. So Journey with Periwinkle. He tells you that the work he has to do to repair past mistakes. He says, we all end up in the same place. So enjoy your journey. Sit with him. You will know when it's time to come back.
That was a great draw.
Thank you. There's a shorter version of this. I just want to summarize just to see if it hits something different. This card may indicate a reluctance to change. You may be hesitating because of the past, but that doesn't mean you should be hasty. Weigh all sides before moving forward. This can mean the start of a relationship. Proceed slowly. Great card.
Great card.
You ready for the next?
Sure.
Okay. And then all I'm curious about, I don't need to know because we are on YouTube. Like, we will be posting this. All I want to know at the end of this is whether or not one card hit you, both cards hit you, or if there was a bigger message that hit you.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to grab that book while you're shuffling.
Grab that book while I'm shuffling. Ooh, we had a drop. All right. We got a drop.
Okay.
Okay, so for those that are listening to the audio, I just showed Kimberly the card, and it says Express Your Joy, and this is from my deck called the Divine Energy Oracle. Okay, so what was it called?
Divine Energy, oh, Joy.
No, Express Your Joy. Express Your Joy.
Oh, Express Your Joy, okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to find the page. Ooh, 126, near the back end. All right.
Do you have these links connected to you?
No, these aren't mine. These are just cards I bought. So, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were an ambassador, like you had like a link ambassador.
No, I don't. That's a great not question. Yet. I mean, maybe if somebody's listening not and they're yet. Interested. Yeah. Not yet. Yeah, not yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready
yeah.
for this one? Okay.
I am.
Express your joy. Your gentle spirit is radiating light and love to the world as you embrace the true meaning of who you are, a divine child of the universe. You're recuperating from the negative and unconscious energies of the five sensory world and accepting your divine birthright. As I'm saying this, my throat chakra is tightening up. I'm just saying, it's igniting the fire of it must be. It's igniting the fire of passion in your soul and placing joy in your heart. Your divine energy is calling you to allow the divine inner child in you to take over and lead your life. Mm. Recapture the spirit of curiosity and play and let your spontaneous self guide you. Your divine invitation. See the world with fresh eyes. Discover what's beautiful, entertaining, delightful, and fun, and then go after it without restraint. You're being appointed to serve as a role and a model for the new millennium by demonstrating that suffering and self-denial are not morally superior choices. Let the world feel your joy, for it is contagious, and it lifts all whom you touch.
Amen. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Which one hit you?
Oh, I love them both. Actually, I need some balance in my life. And I know that, and there's some things that are out of alignment and I'm fully aware of what those are. And then joy, the things that you spoke about, I definitely I've been called to help with the revival, you know, to be able to empower other women to step out and share their joy, to share their stories, and to not stay stuck in the quicksand of their past, whatever, you know? So yeah, those are good calls.
Good.
Good calls. Yeah.
Good. Good. And what book did you grab for us?
Okay, so this book is a love-hate book. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there, okay?
Okay.
So it's a lovely book, but you're not going to necessarily like the information that you learn about yourself inside of here, okay? So here it is. It's called Chakras, Food, and You, and it's by Cindy Dale and Dana Childs. Tap your individual energy system for health, healing, and harmonious weight. So it goes in there and it'll break down things about like why you've been constipated forever or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And so it is a beautiful book. It breaks things down no matter where you are on the spectrum of belief. And so it talks about manifester, creator, thinker, relator, communicator, visualizer, spiritualist, mystic, harmonizer. Yeah. And it is amazing. You will learn. I've had stomach issues, and that just comes from my trauma background, because basically your stomach is your second gut or your second brain. And so I wanted to know some stuff. And one of my friends, she knows me, and she was reading from it. And like, hear me say, I'm 52 now. Okay. And when she told me, I think I was 51. So it was just a little bit ago because I just had a birthday. And she was sharing stuff. And I'm like, where has this book been all my life? Because sometimes we need to step out of what we're used to reading. Step away from Google and WebMD. And, you know, and dig. You know, to stuff.
Yes.
And there's holistic answers out there. And now hear me say, there are reasons for doctors and there are reasons to have holistic medicine. And I like to go both ways. And so when she started reading this, I was like, oh, you know, and
I
started talking about stomachs, I have allergies. Okay. And with me studying NLP, neurolistic language, da, 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 da.
Programming. I have that too. I'm a certified NLP.
Yeah. And so, you can, a lot of allergies, hear me say, don't send me hate mail. A lot of it, has been forced on us. They're not even real and you can get rid of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and there's another
I saw a lady. Yeah.
Well, and I'm just going to share this one. And then I have a couple quick questions for you.
Please. Your books. If you saw all my books, it's so much fun to see somebody that's a book junkie. I have books everywhere.
I sure do. Oh, wow. Okay, the book I'm looking for, Why Can't I Find It? It's right here in front of me. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh, what? I didn't know that one.
I haven't seen that one. My goodness, this is another quote-unquote Bible. Right. And in every section of here, so there's this section where it goes over the problem, the probable cause,
the abdominal cramps,
the new thought pattern for every single ailment.
Oh, wow. So that's wonderful.
Hear your life. Like, this is a magical book. Look at all my piles of book. Like, wow, we've been geeking.
Girl, you ought to see, like, I can't show you guys because you guys would be like, okay, sister, you need help in the book area. I need help in the area.
I don't think that's the thing. Okay, yeah. So we talked a little bit about your movement and you kind of mentioned how, so what I inadvertently said without realizing it, that you're going to be turning up the dial on that. And you talked a little bit about your chakras and food. Is there anything else you want to add to the meal component? Like, on the daily basis, do you find that you are intentional with your food choices?
Now, I'm okay. Intentional. Okay. So in my, I've been all over on a roller coaster. Anybody that has ever followed me. So, you know, from high school, junior high, from junior high forever, I've been on a roller coaster. Okay. With my health and my weight. And when I thought I was fluffier than what I was, looking back at pictures, I would kill to have some of that. But now that I'm in my 50s, maybe not. But, and hear me say, you can be any size you want to be and still be sexier than all get out. It's what is your comfort level? For me, it wasn't comfortable bending it over and tying my shoes anymore. So then what do? We get Velcro or slip-ons, right? Hear me say it. We do it. Okay. And yes, they're fashionable. Yes, they're cute. But let's be honest, it's because we can't bend over and tie our shoes. I got so creative that I used to start prepping up my foot up on my tub or on my toilet seat, right? Then you got to Clorox it because you done put your foot up there, right? And so you have to decide where your limit is. You have to decide what works for you. What happened was, is this starting to affect my sex life? Okay. It was starting to affect my sex life. I didn't have comfort in some of the areas anymore. Okay. That's a personal choice on my behalf. And it wasn't fun to go to the zoo or climb the 15 steps up to my bedroom. Okay. So those are some choices you have to make. You know, you have to decide, where do you want to play on the spectrum? Do you know what I mean? And I was good most days, but you know, I could still walk around the mall some, and I could walk around Walmart and some of those places. But when it came to climbing the 15 steps up and down my bedroom and vacuuming and all of some of that, and I didn't have I wasn't as comfortable in some of the arenas that I wanted to be. And I was like that. And the fact, I'll be honest, the doctor said, Kim, we're going to put you on an insulin pump. And I was like, no, you're not. No, you're not. So again, referred back to my food and chakra, and started setting timers. My whole life, one of my businesses, I had 7 businesses back home. One of my businesses was a salon. My life revolved around a timer. Betty Lou's perm was done. Susie Q's color was done. Frank's color was done. Dude, I mean, by a timer. So now I have an app. I have a breathe app, and then I have a water app, and I have an eating app or an eating timer. And so, because I'll be honest, you guys, the whole day can go by and I'm like, did I eat today? Did I pee today? Did I drink water today? Do you know what I mean? And that's just me. They have apps where you can actually put in the water or whatever, color in your water, whatever works for you. Do you know what I mean? That's the whole thing. Like, you have to find what works for you, not what works for Betty Lou, but works for you.
And I love that. Like, I'm just going to insert my 2 cents here. I actually have a life timer on my phone, and it's because I start doing the things that I'm passionate about, I lose all track of time. And if we're eating every 2 or 3 hours, now normally my lunch one is the one I worry about the most, because the other one I don't have a timer for, but it's just being aware of what works and what doesn't work. And that segues perfectly into the mindset piece. And I know we're talking about books and personal development, but is there anything else you would add? And we talked about spirituality, but is there anything else you would add to that mindset piece?
Mindset matters. You know, wherever your mind is where your body will go, where your attitude will go. So if you wake up having a crappy attitude, and now I'm not talking about depression, so hear me say, not talking about depression here. I'm talking about if you wake up with anger in your spirit, if you're waking up with a negative Nelly in your spirit, then we need to address it. We need to find out where that negative Nelly is coming from, where that negative energy is coming from. Did we put it there, or did we allow someone or something else to put it there? Because remember, we're grown. So we're allowing it, or we're causing it. That's just the truth.
And that's a really hard pill to swallow. And we're not going to go over that today, but you know, you and I can talk about this at a different time and perhaps do a secondary show about that, because that in itself is huge. And it has a major impact on the next topic I wanted to ask you about. And you know, your relationship with money, AKA your stressors in life, how are you noticing the shifts in those areas from the person you used to be to the person you are now, to the person that you're growing into? Is there a change, first of all?
Oh, absolutely. There's a change. So I am currently doing a personal and professional development. It's a membership. It's a club. I can share that with you guys if you guys ever want to know. But inside of that is some training. And one of the pillars in it is money mindset. And I thought I had it figured out. I thought, oh, I'm good. I have done Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace, paid off $27,000 in debt, blah, 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 as a single mom. And I was like, woo, I'm all that in a bag of chips now, right? I got that solved. Guess what? Nope. Nope. And so there's residue in there. I don't care how much therapy you've gone through, there's some residue in there, whether we want to admit it or not. And when I say residue, I mean, there's like a rock in the bottom of your shoe or like a little sticker. There's stuff that's left over. And so my money story goes way deep, goes way back to 1943 or somewhere in there. Do you know what I mean? And
I do. I've got that same similar one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And 1946 for me, but I think it was their generation before that.
You know, and so it's in there, right? And so now what I'm doing is I'm doing a capture. And when I say capture, if there's something that comes up for me, a trigger or a pattern, I tell people to capture it, write it down, you know, and you can get as detailed as you want to, you know, Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I felt la, 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 when Betty Lou asked me to buy her lemonade or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And that way I'm owning what it is. And then I can dig into it later. I can find out where did that story come from and why is it causing residue or why is it causing problem for me? Or if my husband asks me about Walmart or whatever, do you know what I mean? Why is that a trigger for me or whatever the trigger is, instead of me playing blamer gamer, you know, and wanting to blame somebody else and not own my crap about my crap, I write it down. I start digging into it. So that way I can truly heal and I can get rid of it. Otherwise, I'm going to be playing blamer gamer or shifter games for the rest of my life. And I don't want to play Twister with my life. I want healing, you know? I don't want to be like red, yellow, blue, green, you know? I want to truly heal and release it.
And that is so powerful. And I know we both have tools and modalities to release it. What I want to express the most to the people listening to this, the people that have carved out the time to listen to this. Sorry, one sec, we're going to have a quick interruption here. Is how you got two coaches right now talking to you. You have two coaches that are very comfortable sharing vulnerabilities and being real and being authentic and talking about how their relationship with money has changed and their mindset when it comes to their own personal journey for fitness or for weight loss. Lean into us. We are holding our hands out to pull you to that next step. And the biggest way people stand in their own way is they don't believe they're worth the investment.
Amen.
And what you see as a cash flow, you don't see as an investment in yourself. And how it has a ripple effect to everybody else around you. So on that note, is there anything else you want to share with us before we sign off today?
You're worth it and you matter and you're chosen.
Yes. Yes. You are chosen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to have all of your contact information in our show notes. And for those that didn't realize, this time just flew right by. And that's how you know you're in good company. So we're going to sign off, and we would love to hear from either one of us. Would love to hear from all of you or any of you. This is episode 148 or 143. Oh, 143. It's, you know, these things, age, handwriting. Okay, guys, we will talk really soon. Have yourself a great day. And until next week.